Hey guys, I wanted to come on here and talk to you about losing one of our very dear friends, Jerry Pauley. He passed away this morning, and I am devastated. I'm in shock, and I'm so sad for Tracy, his beautiful wife. I cannot imagine what she's going through. And first and foremost, let's keep her in our prayers. I don't even know what to say about that because I don't even have the words, guys. I can tell you right now that it's Thanksgiving 2024, and we're all supposed to be joyful and thankful. And I'm trying my best because I know Jerry would want me to be joyful and thankful. And I am thankful that I was able to have a friend in him for 5 years and to also be the podcaster I am because of him. He's the reason, guys. I'm a podcaster. He's the reason. And I loved him and still do. I love Tracy. They're so giving. They're such beautiful people, beautiful souls. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And this is so hard. I'm going to try not to edit this because I just think if I try to edit it, it won't be sincere. And I am the queen of editing, guys. Y'all know that. I'm just coming on raw and telling you that I am really sad and really devastated. And when I got the text from him the other day, because I didn't expect him to text me back. I didn't have Tracy's number. I only had Jerry's number. And so I texted Jerry, or I texted Tracy and said, "Tracy, it's Leslie Fear. I'm thinking about you and I'm praying for you both. And yesterday I got a thank you." And I said, "Oh my gosh, Jerry, just know that I'm here. If you need me, if you need anything, let me know." You know, and he said, "Thank you again." And it was from Jerry. And that was the last time. It was yesterday. I don't know how he did that. But I was hopeful. I was thinking he would be okay. And I was wrong. So I went about my day, and now I feel really guilty about not trying again. But I can't do that because I know he wouldn't want me to. I want you to know that being a podcaster is one of the best things I've ever done. And I really truly have Jerry Pauley to thank for that. And just know that we're all going to get through this. We're all going to hold each other and give each other grace. And if you need to talk about it, post it in the groups. You all can post it in my group because I want to know. You can post it in Hillbilly Horror Stories, I'm sure. And post your emotions, talk about stories, let's do a tribute, whatever you want to do. You know, when someone you love passes away, you think, why are all the clocks still ticking? And why is everybody just going around acting like nothing's happened? You know, it's like, why aren't you devastated? And we all know why. I mean, I don't have to explain it why, but they're supposed to stop, right? The clocks are supposed to stop. Everything's supposed to stop, and we're all supposed to just stop and grieve and gather around. And to me, sometimes that's harder than letting go, you know, just watching everything just continuing on. So I'm going to be fine. I just want you guys to know that I appreciate you and I love you and thank you for your support. But that's really all I had to say. I just wanted you guys to know that I know Jerry would want you guys to be joyful and thankful today. So try your best. You tell your people you love them and hug your people. And we're going to get through this, guys. We're going to get through it because I'm telling you, Jerry is one stubborn guy and he would want us to. He would want us to carry on. Anyway, there is a GoFundMe, guys, for Jerry and Tracy. And I'm going to add that to my show notes below. So if you feel led to give, if you are able to give, please do that. Your support would be very helpful. And Jerry, I just wanted to say one last thing. I hope when you saw that big bright white light that you got everything you wished for. Rest in peace, my friend.